My name's Leo Marmol, and I'm a principal at Marmol Radziner and Associates in Los Angeles. And we've had the honor of working with a number of NOITRA houses. I think you'll find in NOITRA the discipline of an engineering mind, a mind that will continue to develop details and ideas throughout the course of his career. You will find a respect for materials that is high enough to want to use each material carefully and sparingly. You will find in NOITRA's work an exuberance, but the expression of that exuberance is a quiet, subtle aggressiveness of structure and I think lifestyle. I think you see it every time you have a structural system that is delicate and thin and small and not very present, and at the same time, a great soaring expanse of a roofline or a cantilever that soars out way beyond that thin, delicate structure. So you see there a quietness in the structure and at the same time an aggressive response using that delicate structure. All of it is in the service of connecting the interior space to the exterior space. And NOITRA had the benefit of a climate that allowed him to eviscerate the wall, to completely remove the separation that many climates require between the inside and the outside. You also see a great use of natural materials. So you could say there's an aggressiveness to the structure and using structural steel, big cantilevers, huge expanses with glass walls that disappear. And you at the same time see wood veneer and natural wood floors and stone that is carved and cut in a very human way. So you see both a kind of aggressive response toward gravity. That is, we can conquer it, we can defeat it, we can float beyond it and act as though gravity doesn't affect our buildings. And the buildings yet are very grounded with natural materials, and there's a sense of permanence to the buildings. And that's an interesting dichotomy. There's that temporal sense of thinness and this very serious sense of solidity and permanence in those materials. So I always find in NOITRA this contrast between solidity and openness and heaviness and lightness and dark and light. And that to us is where the conversation can go on and on. You never run out of things to study with Richard NOITRA. We actually don't think of ourselves as restoration architects. We think of ourselves as architects. We chose to participate with modern structures from a restoration perspective, first and foremost because we love them, but more importantly because we want to be influenced by the ideas that those buildings represent. We are still modernists. We believe in the modern mission. In the world of restoration, the heroes are never the architects. In the world of restoration, the heroes are the clients and the community that supports those clients to make it possible to preserve our past. And we believe in the need to preserve our past, again, not because of the abstract, kind of dull, dusty, bookish kind of realization of that past. It's the opposite. It's that we find very important lessons that we find viable and important to our lives today. So for us, restoration is a means to an end, and the end is to be better architects and to use as little of the world's resources as we possibly can and still provide and produce beautiful buildings. NOITRA is one of the classic examples of the ability to do that. And Los Angeles was a great testing ground for that attitude.